Welcome to Partnership Plus, your go-to source for modern partnership wisdom with your host, Phil Hayes St. Clair.
Hi, it's Phil, and this episode of Partnership Plus is a little different. Today, we're going to take a step towards breaking a taboo, and if you have a female partner, strengthening one of your most important partnerships. Because today, we're talking about menopause. I'm going to show you the four-step approach that men, that's right, men, can take right now to be a great partner for women in their life who will go through or who are going through the completely normal and unavoidable transition called menopause. I'm also going to cover some facts and figures that will blow your mind and some important resources like go-to books and doctors who might be able to help. This is all in service of helping you as a man feel confident to say the following words to your female partner. I'd like to learn more about menopause so I can support you. And by the way, all the links to the medical evidence and supporting resources are all found below in the show notes. So let's dive in. Now, if you're a woman watching this, I hope you find it helpful and that you share it with a male partner. And if you're a man watching this, please act on what you're about to learn. But before we continue, let's deal with the elephant in the room. Why is a 40-something-year-old white guy talking to you about menopause? What you might not know is that I'm trained as a scientist, and I have a strong interest in immunology, women's health, and of course, partnerships. I was drawn to immunology because it helps explain the elegant built-in system that both defends our bodies and enables miracles to happen, like the creation of new life. And I was drawn to women's health because of the enormous opportunity and benefits that come from women who want to take health into their own hands and have the opportunity to do just that. As I said in my 2022 TEDx talk, How to Move Beyond Hope in Women's Health, men are largely responsible for the checkered history of women's health. And today, we can turbocharge the future of women's health, particularly for all the women who will experience the menopausal transition. So men, let's start with six facts and figures. And the first of which is, menopause is caused by a decline in a hormone called estrogen, which circulates in the blood. Menopause is one day and identified as the 1 year anniversary after a woman's last menstrual period. The average age of women when they arrive at menopause is 51, and in the US alone, approximately 6,000 women reach menopause every single day. Every single day in the US. Now, you might have heard of perimenopause. This is the time leading up to that day. Often called peri, it can last on average 4 to 6 years, and for some women up to 10 years, and for some other women, only 1 year. I guess the main takeaway for us here as men is that menopause is a very personal journey. And as men, we have to keep in mind a bunch of very important factors as we think about the support that we can provide. Here are three of those factors you should keep in mind. The first one is, it's difficult to know when perimenopause starts, and there's limited research on this in the world right now. A key sign of peri beginning is an irregular period, but some women may have surgical interventions which trigger menopause, while other women may be using contraception which regulates their period, so it's hard to determine when irregular periods begin. The second thing that we have to keep in mind is that menopause often coincides when life is at its fullest, when there are heaps of other priorities, including, you know, children at school, their work, and of course, our midlife crisis. And finally, women can feel a great deal of shame and fear when it comes to aging for a whole range of reasons, which can make discussing menopause even more difficult. And I guess that's why this video is hopefully a great resource for you. Now, before we dive into the framework that we as men can use to support female partners, let's take a closer look at the science to help you understand why menopause is just so important. Now, most of us characterize menopause from the symptoms our partners might tell us about, or the symptoms we think we see. For example, hot flushes or night sweats. These are known as vasomotor symptoms. Vaso means blood vessel, and motor refers to nerves. Vasomotor symptoms are a form of temperature dysfunction that occurs due to changes in hormones, specifically hormones that are involved in reproduction. In the case of menopause, this means estrogen. Other symptoms that women experience through perimenopause include mood changes, irritability, sleep disturbances, vaginal dryness, and weight gain. Doesn't sound like much fun, does it? The naturally occurring drop in estrogen levels through perimenopause has a number of flow-on effects that we should also be aware of. For example, estrogen is an anti-inflammatory hormone, which means women lose some anti-inflammatory protections in their post-menopause life. And what's more, having lower levels of estrogen increases the risk for developing osteoporosis. If you're not aware, osteoporosis is a condition where your bones weaken and they're less dense, causing them to break or fracture more easily. Now, on average, women lose up to 10% of their bone mass in the first 5 years after menopause, and nearly 50% of women will have a bone fracture before they die. Shockingly, 25% of adult Australians over the age of 55 will die within 1 year of a hip fracture with surgery. That number is higher in the US, and 50% of them sadly die in a nursing home. Now, the reduction in estrogen in menopause also coincides with an age-related drop in testosterone, which is essential for muscle growth and maintenance. By the time a woman reaches menopause, blood testosterone levels are about one quarter of what they were at their peak. And why is this important? Well, in the first 10 years of menopause, women can lose up to 10 to 15% of their muscle mass. Having strong muscles not only helps with stability and recovering from a fall, having strong muscle also reduces the risk of type 2 diabetes because the ability of your muscles to store glucose increases with your strength, making your body better able to regulate its blood sugar levels and reducing the amount of insulin you need in your body to help store energy in fat cells. Now, I know that might sound a lot, but just take away from this that bone mineral density, bone strength, and muscle mass are two really important things that really do affect longevity for women. All women. Let's change tact quickly and move into how we can help. And look, let's be clear, guys, we're not here to fix anything. We're here to help by listening and understanding and providing encouragement. And here's how you can do it. Remember, it's not about us, it's about the women in our life. Now, the approach I mentioned at the beginning of this video has four steps, and it's called help for a reason because each step is related to one of these letters, H-E-L-P. H stands for have a conversation. I'd like to learn more about menopause. E stands for empathize with sleep deprivation. L stands for learn about the symptoms. And P stands for purchase a fan. We'll talk about that in a second. So let's get on with the first step, which is H, have a conversation. Starting with this is simpler than you might think. You say, I'd like to learn more about menopause so I can support you. Now, don't be surprised if this offer is unexpected. Many women face into menopause by themselves, and your support will matter a great deal. This will be a journey for you both. And a good place to start is to know that while it's a personal journey, the menopause transition is well understood. There is a one-page framework that describes the stages of reproductive aging for women. It's called STRAW, named after the Stages of Reproductive Aging workshop. And there's a link below in the show notes. STRAW divides adult female life into three broad phases and shows what symptoms can be expected at each phase. It's a very helpful place to start. Now, throughout this journey, the topic of hormone replacement therapy, or HRT, might come up. This can also result in discussion about a link between breast cancer and hormone replacement therapy. This comes from the Women's Health Initiative, which from 1991 enrolled more than 160,000 postmenopausal women aged 50 to 79 over a 15-year period, making it one of the largest US prevention studies of its kind. Sadly, the initial findings of the Women's Health Initiative were incorrectly communicated and suggested the risk for developing breast cancer from taking hormone replacement therapy was significantly higher than reality. While this study was designed to help progress women's health, it had the opposite effect. Now, today we know how safe hormone replacement therapy is for those women wishing to explore this as an option with their doctor. There are two great videos linked below that will let you dive deeper into this very important topic, and I encourage you to watch them both. Now, I mentioned earlier the need for encouragement. And now that you know a little about the impact of menopause on bone density and muscle mass, one step women can take to improve their overall health and longevity is weight training. Picking up heavy things helps to increase bone density and muscle mass. Let's move on to E, the next step. E stands for empathize with sleep deprivation. There are very few things that we as men can truly understand about women's health. We experience puberty very differently. We don't have periods. We don't experience pregnancy, childbirth, or postpartum recovery, or of course, menopause. At one time or another though, we're likely to have been sleep deprived. And as a result, we have been irritable, frustrated, and probably experienced brain fog. Well, the cumulative effects of perimenopause in particular, those night sweats and hot flashes, can seriously impact sleep quality. And for years, women are still expected to care for their families, show up to work, and for the rest of life. By empathizing with sleep deprivation, you can find ways to carry the load a little more. That's H and E. Let's now move to L, which is learn the symptoms. We'll recap this quickly. We've covered the vasomotor symptoms. Remember, vaso means blood vessels, motor refers to nerves. And these are a form of temperature dysfunction that occurs due to changes in hormones. Other symptoms that women experience through perimenopause include mood changes, irritability and sleep disturbances, vaginal dryness, and weight gain. My friend and menopause specialist, Dr. Ginny Mansberg, talks about these hormone-related symptoms as hormone hell. And from all accounts, she's right on the money. P is the final letter in the help framework, and it's the simplest step. Purchase a fan. Purchase a fan that is discreet and that can be used to manage hot flushes. The one that I recommend is listed in the show notes. It comes highly recommended by many women. So that's help, the framework for men. Now, I promised at the beginning of this episode that I would share additional resources that might help you and your partner, including links to two clinicians who I think are best in class in the menopause field. In Australia, that's Dr. Ginny Mansberg. In the UK, that's Dr. Naomi Porter. You'll find links to them below and to books and podcast episodes that will help you dive deeper into perimenopause and menopause knowledge. Thanks for listening to the end of this episode of Partnership Plus. If you like what you heard, you can share this episode via text message. And if you'd like to build your business partnership muscle, my free weekly newsletter called Wednesday Partnership will help you do just that. You'll find a link in the show notes. Finally, I'm big on encouragement and love to see people be in motion towards their ambitions. So if you know someone who might be struggling, reach out to them with a quick message of encouragement. It could change their life. Thanks again, and I'll see you in the next episode.